Random House Audio presents Sacrilege by S.J. Paris. Read for you by John Lee. Chapter 1. I knew that I was being followed long before I saw or heard my pursuer. I felt it by some instinct that by now had been sharpened by experience, a shifting of the air, a presence whose movements invisibly shadowed my own. Someone was watching me and had been for several days. From the mouths of alleyways, from behind pillars or walls, amid the crowds of people, carts, and animals that thronged the narrow streets of London, or out among the river traffic. At times I even sensed eyes on me in the privacy of my room at Salisbury Court, though that was surely impossible and could only have been the tricks of imagination. It was the 23rd day of July 1584, and I was hurrying to deliver my new book to my printer before he left London for the rest of the summer. A merchant ship from Portugal had recently docked at Tilbury, at the mouth of the River Thames. Plague was raging in Lisbon, and the crew had been forcibly quarantined. Despite these measures, rumors that the infection had begun to claim English victims were spreading through the city quicker than the disease itself ever could. Outbreaks of plague were common enough during London summers, I had been told, and any Londoner with the means to move to healthier air was packing as fast as they could. At the French Embassy, where I lived as the ambassador's houseguest, whispers of the Black Plague had sent the household into such a frenzy of imagined symptoms that the ambassador had dispatched his private secretary to inquire about country houses in the neighborhood of the Palace of Nonsuch, Queen Elizabeth of England's summer residence. Fear of the plague had only added to tensions at the embassy in the past few days. Our peace had been shattered the previous week by the arrival of the news from the Netherlands that William the Silent, Prince of Orange, had been assassinated.